All week long on KALW, we've been playing you this sound.
Good play, bro.
You won't win.
He counted 15 already.
Five.
20 to nothing.
But now, don't worry about it.
We asked you to tell us what it was and where we recorded it. KALW's Leela Day brings us the answer.
Can you just tell me where we are right now?
Where we are? Well, Third and Palouf. The happening spot, Bayview Hunters Point. This is it.
Mendo Plaza is right in the middle of the Bayview neighborhood. It's commonly known as Third and Palouf, which is the Muni stop here. It's open, no shade anywhere, except for under the bus stop awning where people are peeking at three men playing dominoes at a portable table.
I might can't see, but I'm playing. Trust and believe. You won't win.
Along the west side of the plaza is the raised platform for the T-Line, the newest Muni train that runs from downtown through Bayview and onto Sunnydale. People look down into the hustle of the plaza. It's like having balcony seats at a theater with the perfect view.
All right! Court's now in session!
At the corner of the plaza, a man with dreadlocks talks to a police officer about the best place to make photocopies. A group of girls gather in the center of the plaza, complimenting each other's stilettos. If you cut across the plaza, past the palm trees and the mural of a young black girl holding a pumpkin, another group of people are holding hands, praying. There are only two places that aren't shelters in San Francisco that offer the homeless a place to sleep at night. And they're both in the Bayview neighborhood. One is a walk-in center a few blocks away, called Mother Brown's. The other is here at the Providence Baptist Church, where volunteer Louise Johnson is handing out food.
I know it's already fast, huh?
Johnson has lived here since the 1950s, long before the T-Line came through Bayview. Back then, something else took over the streets around Mendel Plaza.
Mendel was a slaughterhouse. All down there, where Walgreens is, all that was a slaughterhouse. And the cows would be there, and it would be so creepy. And because you could hear them just going, oh, you couldn't see them, they would be going, mm-mm. There's a many of days, the cows would, they would be walking them down Evans, and they would get loose. And I remember that well, and the man would come riding on his horse and rounding them up. And catching them.
It's a corner that's gone through many changes.
Them days, them was good days. Them was, you know, I look at it growing up over here and just roaming the projects, you know, growing up, and there was no killing.
Bayview has the highest crime rate in San Francisco. For many people in the neighborhood, Mendel Plaza was a symbol of that, a place where drugs, muggings, and gang activity was normal. Now, little by little, people are taking the plaza back, hanging out, meeting with friends, playing dominoes. Walking through the plaza, I see a woman with her headphones on. She ignores the many heads that turn, trying to get her attention as she passes. She's not afraid. She walks toward the T-Line platform, and when she reaches the top, takes a seat. The balcony. Looking down at the plaza, it's the perfect place to watch the theater unfold. In Mendel Plaza, I'm Leela Day for Cross Currents. Well, we got some good guesses on this one and some great ideas for future audiographs, so thank you. Our winner this week is Jim Murray. Congratulations, Jim. We are sending you a KALW t-shirt. For the rest of you, this week's audiograph got us thinking, how have the sounds of your neighborhood changed? Are there things you hear now that you've never heard before? Sounds you miss? Give us a call and tell us all about it. Our number is 415-264-7106. That's 415-264-7106.